If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. And please spread the word. Let people know that you're listening to this program and spread the word that St. Anthony Parish is a place where you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass, our chanted Mass, and come yourself. We'll talk more about that later on in the broadcast. So anyway, we've been talking this week about living in the real world. We talked about how in the Old Testament we see real world situations, and we're called to understand living the faith, as you see in the Old Testament, of people who are dealing with real world issues. They're not these superstar holy people, but they're real people, real issues, real world. And that's an important consideration of what of how we live our faith. We live our faith in the real world. I know I thought of one of the things that's a good example of that is if you heard the interviews over the past 2 weeks with Basil Yards. Here he is. He's not a Catholic. He's coming from, he was once Assembly of God. And he's part of a church that is helping all churches. And there would be many people who live by a black and white understanding of the faith who would turn around and say, oh, no, you should never talk to someone like that. And in fact, Fulton Sheen would say, oh, absolutely, you should. Absolutely. And I always love to give the example, which I think I gave the example during the show, of the Barclay commentary, biblical commentary series. When you're preparing a homily, you want to have a good biblical commentary to kind of follow along. As you know, I use Verbum, which is like a library of material. But he suggested Barclay, but Barclay was Presbyterian. And he said his basic attitude was that if you're going to buy into this idea that you should only listen to Catholics on how to understand the faith, then you're completely wrong. We believe in church teaching, and we don't want to embrace something that is contrary to church teaching. But we understand that the Holy Spirit is working in all kinds of situations. And one of the things that's important to realize that this is church teaching as well. The Vatican Magisterium would teach you that Catholics have the fullness of revelation, but the other religions have a form of revelation as well. So you don't discount that. You understand that. And so therefore, you see that within the context. So if you turn around and say, well, I'm not going to listen to them, then you are denying yourself something very important. Now, as you heard the program last week, you know, Basil Yards was talking about learning to talk to people and working on talking to people about their faith. And you may remember how excited he was about having that opportunity with D. James Kennedy, of all people. And I'll talk about him in a second. D. James Kennedy praying over someone for healing of her, I believe it was alcoholism. And that's so important. That's very powerful. Now, remember, D. James Kennedy did not like Catholics. I don't know if he didn't like Catholics. He didn't like the Catholic Church. Yet we were able to learn something even in that context. And that's living in the real world. That's understanding things in the real world. And that's an important consideration. There's a reverse of that as well, and that's the people who won't listen to anyone who is a person of faith. Very common in some parts of the world. They will, if you are, as a matter of fact, it's been said that in many universities that if you show any understanding of the faith, then you will never become, you will never get tenure or you'll never become a department chair because they consider you a fool. Well, guess what? That's the same situation we've been talking about all week in reverse. That's, again, going back to black and white thinking. The only way I can deal with somebody in my world is they have to be an atheist. Well, that's black and white thinking. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work in either situation. What we believe in, though, is a deeper wisdom than what you would find in a world that doesn't believe in God. It's a more profound wisdom. It's a deeper wisdom, and that's what we believe in. Which is why I always say that atheism is black and is not black and white. Atheism is flat earth thinking, because it's based on the idea that all that exists is what I can perceive, and if I can't perceive it, it doesn't exist. That was the idea of flat earth thinking. The earth must be flat because I don't see a round world. There you go. And so you bring all that together with the understanding that any kind of a black and white thinking within the faith community and outside the faith community really doesn't do anything for anyone. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. That's our chanted Mass. You'll hear, especially during the Liturgy of the Eucharist, we chant I chant my parts, and the responses are chanted as well, including the Our Father. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to go about experiencing one, for example, St. Anthony, the standing invitation to our parish invites you to do just that. But if you don't want to sit in the pew when the collection basket comes around, hands hanging, so to speak, and you're not ready to contribute, just write the word radio on a piece of paper. That's all you have to do. Just write the word radio on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. That only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134, and conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Please do not throw the stone. So anyway, consider that. So we're talking about that our faith, it needs to be lived in the real world. So any challenge that you have that may challenge your faith, it's time to add that to your daily prayer. How do you respond? Because you're called to live your faith in the real world. You're not called to say, this situation is outside of my black and white form of thinking, therefore I will throw it from my life. And that may be someone in your family. Interesting thing that I happen to see a video from Father Mike Schmitz. And he was talking about whether or not a Catholic should go to a same-sex wedding. And I was kind of surprised that his answer and mine were very similar. One of the things you'd want to say is, what is the message I'm trying to deliver? And that's one of the things I always say. And he said, you know, feel free to go to the reception. What I would say is, if you were going to go to the reception, you're going to make a simple statement. The door is always open. You may or may not agree with the same-sex wedding. That's how you want to deal with it is, and pretty much says the same thing. He's saying, you know, you want to be aware of what your witness is, but at the same time, you want to communicate in a way that you say the door is not open. So he would suggest not going to the wedding, but go to the reception. And I'm pretty much on the same boat. Fascinating about that. Not to, because you don't want to do an act of an alienation, but you want to come out and say, you know, you're still my niece or nephew or cousin or friend or whatever the case may be, and that will never change. It's an important consideration on that, because ultimately, remember, what our goal is to lead people to understand the faith and to live the faith. And if you are the person who says, nope, I will have nothing to do with them after that, then in fact, then your message is, I'm shutting the door and have nothing to do with you. And that's never a good message to give. So that's an important consideration to understand. What is your message? You've got to live your faith in the real world and always bring it within the context of prayer. That's always got to be essential, which is something that a lot of the people who are rejecting, even cardinals and bishops, I don't hear this from them either, are rejecting what the Pope says, are not bringing in the understanding of prayer. Maybe they're implying it. Maybe they assume that prayer is there, but they don't say it. And always bring everything within the context of prayer and bring this to your prayer and ask the Lord to help you to deal with it. And some of the situations you may deal with, I would encourage you, going again from Merlin Carruthers, who also was not Catholic, of thanking God for all things and bring that situation in prayer to the Lord, thanking God for whatever he's going to do through that situation. So this is all part of what it means to be a person of faith and bringing all this into the real world. Well, we are finished with this particular week. We've had this theme. A lot of times these themes begin and I have something else planned and then it comes this way. So that happened this week too. Anyway, we're going to be back on Monday. Have yourself a blessed weekend. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.